I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. This is a special Ground Zero pre-eclipse show. After all, Monday will be the day for this outrageous and freaky eclipse. And what's happening right now, leading up to it, is what's really bizarre. And I know that during the past few days, you know, we've been talking about so many different events that seem to be strange. And I know that we've been focusing a lot on the esoteric nature of what eclipses are. The solar eclipse on April 8th, the ones that have happened before in 2023, the October one, and then, of course, the one in 2017. But, you know, this is... It's a moment where you have to indulge me. And the reason why is because, well, the mainstream media is trying harder to be paranormal reporters and are coming off creating a familiar psyop, I believe. And they're coming after conspiracy theorists, saying things like that we're telling people they're going to sacrifice babies during the eclipse. I was reading this today. Conspiracy theorists are saying that they're going to sacrifice people. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not the one. I'm not a conspiracy theorist to say that. But one of the things I thought of, though, and it was just so obvious. I don't know why I didn't bring this up in the first place, but it just seems obvious to everyone. But, you know, some people, I guess not. I need to get this off my chest before someone else sees all this the way I do and start saying, hey, we came up with this and that, and that. But always remember here at Ground Zero, and for those of you listening on aftermath.media, and if signed up and to support this program, we've been on this now with all the strange things that have been going on. We've been on this now for at least a week and a half, maybe more, ever since I think the Ides of March. And there are a number of people who have spread the word on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But, you know, there are a lot of dispensational clues. Like every good Christian, you should be seeing them, right? I mean, should there be anyone out there? I mean, I don't want to hear the fanatics out there saying that, you know, they need to trim their wicks and kick the pricks and whatever else they have to do for the final judgment or for the rapture. But your government, okay, before they start picking on the conspiracy theorists, I just want to point out something. Your government, the state government, and the mainstream media are back with some ideas that you may remember from 4 years ago. And please bear with me. I have to do this. I have to point this out. So, okay, the April 8th eclipse, Monday. Have you ever noticed, or have you noticed, that they're treating it like the pandemic? I mean, I see parallels of this as the media is wrapping all this event into this psychological operations package. Never since COVID-19 has there been such a campaign to close schools, shut down businesses. Families are being ordered into lockdown, and like the mask mandates, you're supposed to wear special protective plastic glasses that sell for more than $20. Now, I'm not an anti-glasses person. I think you should buy the glasses. In fact, you should buy them from Dr. Sky. Why? Because you don't want to look directly into the sunlight. I mean, you can look directly at totality, but you got to be careful to make sure you don't look at it too long, because then the sun will pull away and you get blinded. But I don't know if you can see the comparison as much as I can. The idea, nope, don't go out. Stay in your home. Businesses are shutting down. Schools are shutting down. It's becoming familiar territory for me. I mean, not only that, but state governments declaring emergencies. Now, that didn't happen back in 2017 during the eclipse. I don't recall. But, you know, they learned something from COVID, that you can call out a national emergency and make big bucks off of it, because that's where the government, if they allow it, they give them millions of dollars for compensation. Because of what? No one going to work. I mean, they do that all the time here in Oregon with snowstorms. You think snowstorms in Oregon are like tornadoes. And people always say, Clyde, why don't you go into work? I don't go into work on a snowstorm. I used to. I don't anymore, because now I'm used to having California drivers and Oregon drivers who just don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, I have my faith in Wes. He drives a good car. He's a good driver. And I was in a car with him, and I couldn't. I mean, he was driving well, and the other guys were driving like maniacs. And that's when I said, no more. No. Until everybody else learns how to drive, I'm staying home until the snow clears, right? So, as I said, none of this happened during the 2017 eclipse. Nothing happened during the annular eclipse of 2023. But this one, this one has something darker being infused in it for some reason. And I'm still trying to figure out why. The event of watching the sun darken is usually pretty routine all over the world. But here in the United States, especially when we're looking at the East Coast, it's an event worthy of declaring national emergency. I mean, is that overreaction? I feel it is. I mean, are we really so infantile as to be treated with kid gloves with regard to something like this celestial event where, you know, it'll be awesome to watch, but are they worried that we're going to kill each other in the process? I mean, they're saying the conspiracy theorists are saying this. I'm not saying it. I don't even know if I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't play that game anymore, really. I try to give the best honest opinion and idea I can. But the mainstream media and all their affiliates prattle on about the dangers of looking at the sun as the moon crosses it. And there are many more events of biblical proportion being pushed into the eclipse shadow. There are many other things that are happening. A lot of synchronicities. Both Ryan and I pointed those out. And he's still going to be pointing them out. We're going to go on InfoWars, I think, Monday morning. And we're going to point it out. Cristante Harris is going to be interviewing both Ryan and I in the morning on Monday. But you remember 4 years ago when you stayed locked in your home to save Granny from a seasonal cold? Well, the test is over and you failed. Now everything from heat waves to rainy afternoons and even smog will have your elected government planning to keep you at home to keep you safe. Now an eclipse keep you at home to keep you safe. Shut down your businesses, shut down the schools. Yeah, okay. They've declared a national emergency to keep you safe and they have urged people to stay indoors. Why? To flatten the curve of the shadow spreading everywhere? Is that why? Just stay in your homes until we flatten that curve. Yeah. Till we're out of totality. Then you can go back outside. Mandated lockdowns. Again. Like I said, it just parallels the pandemic in a lot of ways. I mean, we're still able to be closer than 6 feet, but otherwise, just think about it. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.